Part 10. Classes of human beings, their rights and the manner of living with other people. 1. The rights of relatives, slaves, males and females. It is stated in many reliable traditions that pity on the day of resurrection will hold the heavens of God and beseech the Almighty to render kindness on those who were kind to their relations and not to be kind to those who were not kind to them during their hours on earth. According to many traditions, being kind to the relatives makes your action be rewarded for, increases your daily earnings, makes worries disappear, increases age, and the ordeal on giving account of one's action on the day of resurrection becomes easier. A reliable tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, states that there are two ends of pulle serat, there is amanat, trust, on one end and pity and kindness to relatives on the other end. Therefore, people who have never misused the trust kept in them and have been kind to their relatives will cross the path very easily and will enter heaven, but those who have misappropriated the trust preserved with them and have spoken badly about their relatives, will not be benefited by their deeds and they will be thrown from pulle serat. According to another tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, a person inquired from him whether he had any obligation towards his relatives who are not Shias. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, emphasized that the person is obliged to be kind towards his non-Shia relatives, for kindness cannot be deprived to anyone whoever he may be. However, if the relatives are Shias, one is doubly obliged. One should not only show kindness to them which is their due but should take into consideration their being one of the brotherhood, namely, Muslims or Shias. Further, it is stated that dispersing kindness with people of one's religion will make it easier for one to render his accounts on the Day of Judgment, besides, many sins will be forgiven. Therefore, it is advisable not to restrain from kindness whether it is with brothers of your own religion or with others, though it may be just greeting them or responding to their greetings. According to Imam Muhammad Barker, peace be upon him, there are things, the doer of which gets punished before he dies, these being, cruelty, restraining of kindness to one's relations and false swearings and promises. However, at times, even the children and fortune of people of bad character may increase as a reward to kindness to relatives and false promises destroy homes and generations. In another tradition it was stated that three types of people will never be able to enter heaven: those who always take wine, who always indulge in magic and lastly, those who have always withheld dispersing kindness. It is also upheld that those who fulfill and encourage the obligations of their relatives will be rewarded by being elevated to 1,000 and 2,000 stages, the distance between each of them being that of a complete 100 years. The first stage will be of silver, the second will be of gold, the third of pearl, marvarid, the fourth will be of emerald, the fifth of zabarad, jade, the next of musk, followed by that of umber, camphor, and so on and so forth, the stages being made from all the materials which the Almighty God has promised. A reliable tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, quotes that the Prophet, on the holy night of Mi'raj, saw a person holding fast the heavens and complaining about one of his relatives. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, asked the Almighty God the proximity of relationship between the person and the relative he was complaining about. God said unto the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, that there was a distance of 40 generations between the man and his cousin. In a tradition from Imam Muhammad Barker, peace be upon him, it is stated that when a person hits his slave, male or female, without any justification according to Sharia, and even if the act is within the limits fixed by God, the only way of accounting for that act is by freeing that slave. Another tradition from the same Imam, peace be upon him, states that Zarara asked him about the attitude of a master towards his slaves. The Imam, peace be upon him, answered that an act unintentionally done by them is not punishable, but when they are persistently and intentionally disobeying the will of the master, then they can be punished. When Zarara further questioned about the limit of punishment, the Imam, peace be upon him, stated that it should not be more than 3 or 4 whips. According to Imam Ja'far a Sadiq, peace be upon him, if a slave is Mu'min and has worked for one for 7 years, then he should be freed. After that, taking work from him is not permissible. The religious scholars and divines have restricted this hadith of freeing the slave after 7 years, as Sunnat Muwakkada. According to a tradition from Imam Muhammad Barker, peace be upon him, a man possessing the following four characteristics will be forgiven and will be placed highly in the values of realms of heaven: one who shelters an orphan and takes interest in the circumstances and problems in which an orphan is placed and is kind to him in a fatherly way, giving him the love of parents; one who is kind and helpful to weak; one who spends on his parents and is kind and thoughtful while looking towards them; and lastly, one who is not furious in his behavior towards his servant or slave and helps him the work one has ordered, and refrains from ordering him such task which is beyond his capacity. It is stated in reliable traditions from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, that a person is ordered to give to his slave what he himself eats and to make him dress in the manner in which he himself dresses. Another tradition states that there are three types of people who will not be cruel to you if you are not cruel to them, namely, a person who is mean; secondly, a lady who is your wife; thirdly, a person who is your slave. According to a reliable tradition, one day a slave of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, disappeared. The holy Imam, peace be upon him, hunted for his slave and at last found him sleeping at a certain place. The Imam, peace be upon him, sat near his head and started fanning him until he awoke. When the slave got up, the Imam, peace be upon him, only said that it was not advisable for him to sleep during night as well as day, and that he should sleep only during the night. A reliable tradition from the Imam, peace be upon him, states that the prayers of three types of people are not answered and accepted. These are: a slave who runs away from his master, until the time he does not give himself up to his master; a person who leads the prayers when those who pray behind him are not ready to accept him; and lastly, the wife whose husband is unhappy with her. According to a reliable tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, the persons who will enter the heaven first are the following: A. The martyr. B. The slave who prays to the Almighty Creator and has the interest of his master foremost in his mind. C. A man with a family who keeps himself aloof from the things which are not permissible, haram, or supposed to be non-permissible. 2. Rights of neighbors, orphans and relatives. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, stated that Jibrail told him so many times about the neighbors that he felt that the neighbors will be induced in the inheritance, miras. Further, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, stated that even if a person encroaches on land of his neighbor as wide as a hand stretch, he will be chained by the seven stage below the earth which will be put around his neck and will be there even when he will be called to account for his deeds on earth. The only way for him to escape this punishment will be retribution and returning back the land of his neighbor which he had wrongly encroached upon. In another tradition, he, peace be upon him, has stated that a person who snatches away the house of his neighbor and gives him trouble, God will give away his house to another neighbor. According to a reliable tradition, people asked the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, whether there were any other rights and obligations concerning possession besides zakat. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, answered that there were many obligations to be fulfilled besides zakat. Firstly, one should oblige and be kind towards those relatives who are even unkind towards one; secondly, one should be kind towards neighbors who are Muslims, for if one has ignored one's Muslim neighbor who was hungry, while one had a satisfying meal at night, then one does not have faith on the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny. Many reliable traditions from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, quote that all the houses within the 40 yards on all sides of one's own house are those of one's neighbors whose rights should be fulfilled. In another tradition, he, peace be upon him, has stated that among other rights of the neighbors is also included maun, which, when a person does not fulfill or restrains from fulfilling, will, as a punishment, be thrown in hell. Maun is that loan which is given to neighbours or the kindness which is performed in the neighbour's interest or the grocery of everyday use which is lent to them. According to reliable traditions, a few healthy prisoners were brought before the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny. Among the prisoners was one who was sentenced for hanging. At that time, Jibrail, peace be upon him, descended to earth and, addressing the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, said that the particular person is very generous as he open-heartedly gives to his family, gives wholesome feasts to the people and bears huge expenditures in the interest and benefit of his relatives. Then the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, addressed the person and said that it was revealed unto him by the Almighty God that on account of his already mentioned habits, God has asked the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, to pardon him and given him back his life. When the prisoner questioned the Prophet if his God liked those qualities, the Prophet replied in the affirmative. Then the prisoner stated that he will become witness to oneness of the Almighty God and his Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and swore by God and the Prophet that he will never keep away his possessions from anyone. A reliable tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, states that a person who will look after orphans and bear their expenditure will be near to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, in heaven, as the first finger is near to the middle finger. Another reliable tradition from Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, states that a person who keeps his hand over an orphan's head with love, God will reward him with as much kindness as the hair which were touched by the hand. In another tradition it is stated that when an orphan cries, the sky trembles. At that time the Almighty God says that the person who comforts and soothes the crying orphan, whose mother and father are taken away from him, will be rewarded heaven, compulsorily, by God. According to a tradition from Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, God has stated in the Holy Quran two punishments for a man who has deprived the orphans of their possessions. After death he will be thrown in hell and on earth his orphans will meet the same treatment as had been meted out to the orphans, by him. 3. Rights of friends and fellow believers. Reliable traditions state that Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, at the time of his death willed up to his eldest son, Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, that he should treat all the fellow believers in a brotherly fashion for the sake of his nearness to God and to render kindness unto them and to accept their kindness towards him in a friendly manner. In another tradition, a person complained to Imam Muhammad Barker, peace be upon him, that there are times when he feels so depressed and sad without any outward cause that his friends and children make it out from the expression on his face. The Imam, peace be upon him, replied that God has stated that all Momineen are made from the qualities of heaven and in their forms are blown his kindness, as such all Momineen are like true brothers. Whenever the spirit of one of them is hurt, it is natural for others to feel sad and depressed. It is stated from reliable traditions related to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, that it is worship, ibadat, to see the face of Imam A'adil, just, to look up towards a religious scholar or divine, to see in a kindly fashion towards parents and to look towards that fellow believer with whom one is very friendly. It has come down from reliable traditions that brotherhood is already established among Momineens in the world of spirit. In this world when they will see, they will recognize each other. In another tradition it is stated that a Momineen, a pious one, is a brother of another Momineen. He is his eye, his guide, and one Momineen never betrays the trust of another Momineen. He is not cruel to another Momineen, does not fool another Momineen, does not lie and does not speak ill about another Momineen. According to Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, there are certain conditions of friendship, love and unity. If all those are not found among a person, then he is not a fast friend or a reliable one, and if a person does not possess any of these, then the title of a friend is not for him. Firstly, a friend should have the same attitude before him and behind him. He should think of a friend's respect as his own respect and his downfall and faults as his own. Thirdly, his attitude should remain the same even after he has acquired wealth and become honorable and not to refuse or sidetrack anything which is within his power. Lastly, He should not separate himself when a friend is in trouble and difficulties or give a cold shoulder and his friendship at the time of need. According to Imam Reza, peace be upon him, 20 years friendship is equal to blood relationship and knowledge which two friends of such long standing gain about each other brings them nearer as between two real brothers. According to Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, one should keep one's friendship steadfast with one's friends and surrender oneself completely to them so that one day they may not turn against one and become an enemy. And one should never mete out enmity towards one's enemies as there are possibilities that one day they may become one's friends. According to Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, a person who is not in possession of the following five things, his life is a burden. A. Physical health. B. Peace. C. Wealth. D. Contentment. E. True friend. Hazrat Luqman, peace be upon him, had advised his sons to make 100 friends but not a single enemy, and that one should accept the slavery of pious people than being a son of vicious ones. One should always seek the companionship of wise, even if he is not generous, so that one may avail of his wisdom, but safeguard oneself from his vice. It is also advised to seek companionship of a generous person, though he may not be wise, as one can avail of generosity through one's wisdom. One should keep away from the fool who is also stingy. 4. Rights of one mu'min towards another mu'min, and the kindness which should be meted out to the creatures of God. According to a reliable tradition, Mu'alla ibn Qanais inquired of Hazrat Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, the right of one Muslim over another Muslim. The Imam, peace be upon him, answered that there were 7 rights and all of them were compulsory, and ignoring even one of these is disobeying God and the cause of losing Almighty's friendship. Mu'alla asked what were those rights. The Imam, peace be upon him, replied that he was afraid that even after gaining their knowledge Mu'alla may be unable to practice them. When Mu'alla begged him many times, the Imam, peace be upon him, answered that the first and the easiest right is that A. One should select that thing for another Muslim which one likes as well as desires for oneself, and not to select that thing for a fellow Muslim which one does not desire for oneself. B. To seek safety from anger of fellow Muslim and to keep him happy and to carry out his orders and legitimate wishes. C. To help him during life, with tongue, hand and feet. D. To act as a mirror for him and to be his guide. E. If he is hungry, one should not eat without him, if he is thirsty one should not have water without him, and if he is without dress, one should clothe him before one dresses oneself. F. If one has a servant, one should make him wash his clothes, cook his food and make his bed. G. If he has ordered you some work, you should do it, if he has asked you at his place for a meal, you should accept it, if he falls ill, you should visit him, and if he dies, you should be present during his last rites, and if you know him to be in need, you should offer assistance even before he requests you for it, and these actions will give rise to love between you and the fellow Muslim. In another reliable tradition it is stated that one who believes in Almighty God and the Day of Judgment should fulfill his obligations. It is stated from Imam Muhammad Barker, peace be upon him, that you should make friends with fellow Muslims and desire that thing for them which you like for yourself, and not to desire that thing for him which you do not desire for yourself. If you need anything, ask him, and when he asks you for something, give him, and if there is some good news you need not hide it from him. At the time of need, help him that he may help you when you are in need. Respect him behind his back, and when he returns from a journey, you should visit him and respect and honor him in all circumstances and not seek separation. If he is angry with you, do not become aloof until the misunderstanding is cleared. If God blesses him with some reward, thank God, and if some curse descends on him, be more kind and loving to him than before. According to a reliable tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, a person who gets up in the morning with no care about the work of any Muslim, then he is not a Muslim. If a person hears another Muslim begging for help and ignores him instead of helping him, then also he is not a Muslim. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, stated that he loved that person most, by whom the people are greatly benefited. Further, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, has stated that heaven becomes obligatory on that person who save Muslims from the harm that can be caused by fire or water. According to Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, the following are the obligations of a mu'min towards another. A. He should be a real friend to him. B. He should not love his possessions more than his friend. C. He should care for another mu'min's children when he goes on a journey. D. If anyone is being cruel to another mu'min, he should help the mu'min. E. If another mu'min is not present, he should take his share and keep it for him. F. If another mu'min dies, he should pay his respects to the mu'min's grave often. G. He should not be cruel to another mu'min, neither deceive him nor he should misuse the confidence placed in him. H. He should not speak with him about something which he dislikes, and if he misbehaves, uses bad words, with him, then he will lose his friendship. I. If he names another as his enemy, then he will turn a kafir, non-believer, for if the one who says as such is a liar, then he himself is a non-believer, and if he is saying the truth, then the other person is a kafir. If one blames another wrongly, then the one who blames will lose faith as salt melts in water. In another tradition it is stated that a person presented himself before Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him. The Imam, peace be upon him, asked him about the conditions in which he left his brothers. He replied that he had left them all in a satisfactory condition. Then the Imam, peace be upon him, questioned him whether those who were rich among them looked after those who were not so well off and poor. He replied that they took very little interest in their poor brethren. Again the Imam, peace be upon him, questioned the man as to how many times the rich visit the poor. The man replied that it was very few times that the rich visited the poor. Then again the Imam, peace be upon him, asked as to how kind the rich were towards the poor. The man said that the rich hardly help the poor. The Imam, peace be upon him, ultimately said that how could these people, who are rich, be termed as Shias of Al-Bayt. In another tradition it is stated that one should make friends with kind and pious people, and the friendship should be for the sake of God, and when the friends meet among themselves or sit in a crowd, they should talk about their religion and traditions coming from the Al-Bayt. 5. Helping Mu'minin, assisting them in their work and making them happy. In a reliable tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, a person who makes a mu'min happy is actually making the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, happy, and the one who makes the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, happy, is making God happy. In another tradition it is stated that God addressed Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, and said that there were a few human beings for whom he has reserved heaven, and further they will be made the rulers of heaven. When the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, asked as to who were they, God answered that they were those mu'mins who try to please and give happiness to other mu'mins. Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, stated that once God revealed unto Hazrat Dawood, peace be upon him, that among his beings there will be a few who will forward such an act, which they had performed, that he will reward them heaven just for that single act. When Prophet Dawood, peace be upon him, asked what will be that act which will make the person be rewarded heaven, the Almighty God replied that it will be the act of making another mu'min happy, even if just by giving him a single date. According to a reliable tradition from the same Imam, peace be upon him, when the mu'min will come out of his grave, another person will accompany him out of the grave. This person will reveal the rewards God has decided for the mu'min. The mu'min will pray to God to give this person, the harbinger of happiness, the same rewards. After that, the person will always be with the mu'min. When the mu'min has to cross some dangerous place, the person will comfort the mu'min by saying that the dangerous inclines are not for him, and therefore the mu'min should not be scared. When the mu'min will come across serene and pleasing places, he will tell the mu'min that these places are meant for him. In this manner the person will go on revealing to the mu'min at every step, and thus they will reach the stage where the account of the deeds performed on earth are rendered. When, after the accounts, God will order heaven for the Mu'min, then the person will reveal unto Mu'min the good tidings of the being sent to heaven. When the Mu'min will hear this order, he will feel relaxed and then ask the person, O brother, who art thou who has accompanied me from my grave to heaven, and who has been considerate and sympathetic with me through the difficult stages of loneliness and have at last given me such happy tiding? The person will reply, I am happiness which you had given to that particular Mu'min while you were alive. Therefore Almighty God has personified me that I am giving you happy tidings at every stage and share in your misfortunes. According to a reliable tradition from Imam Muhammad Barker, peace be upon him, performing a single Hajj is better than freeing 70 slaves, but assuming the responsibility of providing a Muslim family with food and clothing and saving them from poverty and insult is equivalent and better than performing 70 Hajj. Another reliable tradition from Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, states that when a person goes round the Kaaba 7 times, God lists 6,000 good deeds in his record and rubs off 6,000 sins and elevates him to 6,000 stages and fulfills his 6,000 wishes, but if he fulfills a single need of a Mu'min, his act is greater than going 10 times round the Kaaba. According to Imam Muhammad Barker, peace be upon him, if a Mu'min informs his fellow Mu'min of his needs but the latter is unable to do anything about it and is sad on its account, then the Almighty God will reserve heaven for him for feeling sad about his inability to fulfill the Mu'min's requirements. A reliable tradition from Hazrat Ali ibn al-Husayn, peace be upon him, states that a person who will do one work for his fellow Mu'min, God will fulfill 100 of his desires and he will be rewarded heaven. A person who will relieve another Mu'min from a single distress, God will alleviate many of his anxieties on the Day of Judgment. God will help a person at the delicate moment when others will be staggering on the bridge of Sirat, if he takes the side of a Mu'min and helps him against his tormentor. A person who will clothe a Mu'min who is nearly naked, will be clothed in the heavenly silk by the Almighty God and will keep all evils and anxieties away from him as long as the helped Mu'min retains even a thread of that garment. A Mu'min who makes a fellow Mu'min sit with him on his means of transport, thus stopping him from the trouble of walking, will be blessed by a heavenly carriage on the Day of Judgment and he will feel proud and the feeling of elevation will make him think above all the angels. According to Hazrat Musa Kazim, peace be upon him, God had ordained a shelter on the Day of Judgment for prophets, vicegerents, revered, and those Mu'mins who had freed a fellow Mu'min, or met the debt of a Mu'min or performed the marriage of a Mu'min. Another tradition from Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, peace be upon him, states that one should consider all the Muslims as one's relatives, all the aged as one's father, all the children as one's children and all one's equal as one's brothers, then no one would be cruel to each other, use bad language or reveal each other's weakness. If the shaitan is tempting one to consider oneself better than others, then to cure oneself of this obsession, one should think of oneself as more of a sinner than any aged person one happens to see who is better in faith and practice than oneself. If one sees a minor instead of an adult, then one should think as one who adheres more to the faith and practices it, therefore better than one's self. If one comes across a person equal to one in age, then one should be definite about one's own sins and doubtful about his, as such one can never prefer a doubt over certainty and therefore think of that person as better than oneself. If people pay respect to you, you should think it to be on account of their personal goodness and politeness and if they are reserved with you, think it as an account of your behavior's shortcomings. Following these precepts will make life easy and you will have more friends and few foes. You will be happy as a reaction to the kind acts of others and will be unaffected by the deplorable action of others. One should understand that people pay the most respect to those people who receive news and rumors while sitting at home and take the least interest in them, and do not ask anything of others. Next in reverence comes that person who is needy, but does not ask for anything from anyone, as the world loves its material belongings and those who do not share their belongings are respected. Those who give away their belongings instead of begging others for requirements are highly esteemed and the respect rendered to them knows no bounds. The Imam, peace be upon him, has stated in another tradition that if a person withholds a favor, which is in his power, from another mu'min, or stops those who can bestow the favor, God will humiliate him on the day of judgment by blacking his face, making his eyes blue, hands will be around his neck all chained, and God will say to this man, "This is your punishment for the abominable act of producing obstacles where a kindness could be done, and this obstacle you created in the work of the Almighty God and the Prophet," and then God will order the person to be taken to hell.